I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. It's now time for VPR's Public Post, coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont, made possible with support from Merchants Bank. This week, the new form-based zoning regulations went into effect in Shelburne. It's a concept the town has been studying for over 5 years. VPR's Amy Noyes takes us on a trip down Route 7 to understand why.
I'm on Shelburne Road in Shelburne, just over the South Burlington line. But if I hadn't seen the sign that says Welcome to Shelburne, I might not know the difference. The stores, restaurants, and motels look pretty much the same on both sides of the town line. It's a different story a few miles down the road in Shelburne's village center.
The village has the look of a classic New England downtown. The buildings have brick or clapboard siding, there are big trees, and people are walking between businesses and eating creamies outside the country store. Shelburne planners would like to see more of that classic look stretching north on Route 7, and that's why they've introduced form-based zoning. Form-based zoning is also often referred to as form-based code. Basically, it means a city or town is regulating what development looks like rather than what will happen there.
When compared to traditional zoning, and instead of emphasizing uses within certain zoning districts, it emphasizes design and the way buildings look and pays less attention to what uses are allowed inside those buildings.
That's Dean Pierce. He's Shelburne's Director of Planning and Zoning. Shelburne's been studying form-based code since late 2010, and the new form-based zoning regulations that went into effect this week feel very much like a first step designed to try out something new. It's a single overlay district along part of the Route 7 corridor, and it's optional for property owners, as Pierce explains.
If someone likes what the form-based zoning approach offers them, they can opt to use it for their property. Once they've decided to use it, then that property is subject to form-based zoning from this point on.
Pierce says this flexible approach made the new concept more attractive to the select board, which had the final say in adopting form-based zoning. And Pierce says, if form-based zoning works well for Shelburne, then the old zoning regulations might be phased out.
It's conceivable that in some period of time, it would become the default regulations, and it would no longer be an overlay, it would no longer be optional, it would replace what is used currently as the default. But until we get some more experience, the select board is going to take a wait-and-see attitude.
Construction under the new regulations must conform to a menu of building types prescribed by the town. But Pierce says there's a payoff for agreeing to build to the town's aesthetic standards.
If you develop in this manner, your path to gaining approval will be more predictable and it'll be faster than if you go the traditional approach. The trade-off is that the developer has to look at the regulations and see the types of buildings and design that the regulations require, and they have to be prepared to move forward with one of those.
The Northeast Kingdom city of Newport was an early adopter of form-based code in Vermont. It's been in effect in Newport's downtown and business districts since 2010. Zoning Administrator Charles Elliott says in Newport, form-based code has been a success.
I think form-based code is working very, very well because it does insist that buildings that go in look like a downtown business district.
In Newport, the code dictates that businesses must be up close to the street with parking behind or under the buildings. Elliott also points out that retaining traditional zoning in the residential portions of town has complemented the use of form-based code in the downtown and business districts.
And I think that combination works very well. Basically, conventional coding was designed to encourage suburban-type building and housing developments and does very well with it. The form-based code is specifically designed to encourage the development of a downtown area.
Form-based zoning is gaining traction throughout Vermont. It's in place in downtowns of various sizes, including Jericho, Winooski, and Burlington. And it just went into effect in South Burlington as well. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.